This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Happy Valentine's Day, boys and girls, children of all ages. Yes, it is the day of love. Not Friday the 13th, nope. Instead, it's Friday the 14th. And around these here pots, we will find a way to celebrate in a sportsy kind of way. I just got my ass just beat and just handed to me for 10 minutes on JP and B. Mitch. Over on the fan, they're making fun of me left and right for everything. If you missed it, I guess go check out the podcast after this show, because we want you to listen to this show live from 1 to 4. Metal Chris is with us.
You can also rewind in the Odyssey app.
You can. You can indeed. You can. There is no doubt about that. That is correct. Yeah. I mean, those guys are, they said they wanted to talk football. I think they just wanted to bleep with me for 10 minutes. I did actually talk football on our sister station down in Richmond with AWOD starting at 12:30 for about 15 minutes. So if you want to go check out that, go check out Adam Epstein, AWOD, on 910 The Fan in Richmond. AWOD usually, let me see here. Does a weekend extravaganza, if I could pull it
usually
up.
Usually Saturday morning.
Yeah, usually Saturday mornings from 9 to noon. I'm just trying to make sure that this is one of those Saturday mornings. It is! It is tomorrow morning! Right here on the Team 980 simulcast on 106.7 The Fan. You can listen to AWOD Radio. How about that? So AWOD and I collaborated for about 15 minutes. He's a big T. Higgins guy, I found out. I didn't know that. I'm not. I'm not a big spend $30 million a year on a guy who's always hurt. But that's okay. That's okay. On this Valentine's Day, wanted to do this and throw this out. So I want you to start your brain thinking. I'm going to have a Myles Garrett contract weirdo update coming up from something we talked about yesterday and something we will continue to talk about, obviously. But I'm going to have that for you in a sec. But I want you to put your thinking cap on. Two things on this Valentine's Day. One, what thing about sports, in sports, do you love that's just kind of weird? Like, I don't know. You want to call it just a weird oddity? You want to call it, for those of you that live in this world, a fetish? What oddity What thing that's not like, oh, I love a slam. I love when someone, Ovi, puts the biscuit in the bag. No. We're not talking about that. I love a grand slam. No, we're not talking about that. I love a home run. No, we're not talking about that. I love a touchdown spike. No, we're not talking about that. But what thing, what oddity, what weird, like, kind of unique piece of the sports fabric do you love that maybe not others love or think about or care about? It might be something as unique as, I don't know, when somebody strikes out a hitter and they throw the ball around the horn. Right? Your catcher throws it down to third, or he throws it across the diamond to second, and then they, I don't know, maybe that gets you going. I have no idea. Maybe it's in the NBA when the kids come out from underneath the basket and they wipe down the floor, which is soaked with dripping sweat from players, and you like that. Or the squeakiness of the shoes on the basketball court, and that gets you going. I don't know. It's a weird oddity. It's a weird thing. It's a something that not everybody loves, if you get the point, okay? It's not, again, hitting a home run or a grand slam, but it could be something else very much baseball related. You might love a good suicide squeeze where the runner from third comes down at the point of the windup and the batter's got to get the bunt down. Can't miss, or the runner from third is going to be basically dead. You might love a good suicide squeeze. And I'm just giving you an idea. You might love, I don't know, not to use baseball again, but a good intentional walk. You might love, well, you used to love the Soto Shuffle. Now you can watch it 18 times a year in New York with the Mets in the division for the next 14 years. You get the point, right? In hockey, you might love, I don't know, some dude hitting someone at center ice or sort of center ice in the neutral zone, and he flips over the boards. Or he goes flying into either his own bench or the opposition's bench. And if he's in the opposition's bench, he might not get treated very kindly. He might get, you know, punched. He might get kicked. He might get little nudge. Or back to baseball again. Third baseman, first baseman, catcher goes to field a foul ball, right? A foul pop in the air, and he's heading towards the dugout. In his home dugout, he's going to get hands. He's going to get armed embrace. He's going to get whatever. He's going to get protected. He's going to get love. In the opposing dugout, he ain't going to get jack squat. You might love that. It's weird, right? It's odd. You might love it, right? You might kind of just get some sort of secret satisfaction out of it. You might be thinking, this is a really weird question. And listen, I could have done who do you love and I think we all know the answer to that. Not relevant. Okay? I need you to think a little bit more. What sports oddity do you love? Maybe that not everybody thinks of, not everybody loves, likes, talks about, chops it up at the water cooler. You and your buddies don't always talk about it. I'm going to give you mine. And some of you think I'm a jackass and I'm mean and I'm rude and I'm arrogant and I'm cocky and I like to pat myself on the back and I like to tell you how right I am. Wait, what's that, Chris?
But besides all that, we like
you. But besides all that, there's actually a nice guy tucked away. Okay, besides all that. And here's the deal. The thing that I love the most about sports that just doesn't get a whole lot of play, but is such a big part of individual and team sports that I don't know, maybe I'm just missing it, that it doesn't get a lot of play, but the individual celebration, the individual sense of accomplishment in a team sport especially, the individual joy when television networks which do this, you know, like the World Series, when Fox does the World Series, and after the final out is made, they do ISO cameras on Freddie Freeman, on this Dodger and that Dodger, and you see them watch the final out, and you see them burst into joy, an ultimate elation, an ultimate sense of satisfaction. We climbed the mountain. We won. The Stanley Cup, when Alex Ovechkin and Nick Backstrom finally climbed the mountain. NBC had them on camera on the Capitals bench, and you see Ovechkin, you know, all, like just losing his mind because he finally climbed that mountain. When you see even in individual sports at Wimbledon or the U.S. Open or the French Open or whatever, but especially at Wimbledon, say, an individual male or female tennis player winning Wimbledon and what that means and the sacrifice and the battle to get there, especially if you've had to overcome injuries or trial and tribulation, right? You don't see it as much in basketball for whatever reason. I mean, you do, but you kind of don't. I don't know. I don't get this feeling a lot in basketball, especially in the NBA. It seems like those celebrations are always very tame, but you get it in baseball, you get it in hockey, you get it in tennis, you get it a little bit in golf, and then you got it last Sunday night, right? I mean, the game was a blowout, so there wasn't like this huge sense of relief, and it was a buildup to the celebration. But the individual moment where they get Nick Sirianni with the Gatorade splash, the individual moment of realization that Saquon Barkley, who left the Giants and joined the division rivals and had a monster year, him going around and hugging and smiling with his teammates and then his family afterwards, and I watched all the post-game coverage, and his kids are running around, and his fiance, and so on and so forth. The individual moments of joy, the individual celebrations. Again, Fox does great with this for baseball, for World Series. Every year, I look forward to it. It's the best, where you get an individual ISO shot for the final out, the final strike, the final play, whatever it is. In Major League Baseball, World Series, you played 162 regular season games. You played 20-some-odd postseason games. You played, you know, bits and pieces of 28 spring training games. You know, you played almost 200 games. It's a long-ass season. And finally, it's over. And the ISO camera's on Freddie Freeman at first base. And you just see Freddie Freeman, oh, my God, I did it. We did it. I kicked everybody's ass and then some. Now it's time to party. That moment of realization. Again, I go back to when the Capitals won the Stanley Cup. Now, I was there at T-Mobile Arena, so I couldn't see this until after watching the television coverage back. But I was able to see live Alex Ovechkin when they called him up to win the Conn Smythe Trophy. And he turned around and he kind of hunched over to his teammates as he was skating towards the podium to get the Conn Smythe Trophy and then the Stanley Cup. And he kind of hunched down and scrunched down to his teammates. And he was like, yeah, or whatever he said. Like, unbelievable. I get so geeked up for that. So fired up for that. I love that. That, to me, is what sports encapsulates. What it's all about, those individual and even certainly in a team sport, individual moments of achievement, of expression, of happiness, of joy, of celebration. I can't get enough. Every year, I tear up and I get emotional when a team wins the Stanley Cup. Every year. And it's not just the Stanley Cup. Usually, baseball does it for me. Football, I don't know why it doesn't necessarily do it. But it's happened. But it didn't happen last Sunday. But baseball and the NHL and the Stanley Cup do it all the time. And I even started getting into, like, you know, at Wimbledon. And I can't remember if maybe the U.S. Open. I went to the U.S. Open this past year, so maybe that was why. But just to see those individual, again, moments of celebration, I love that. And maybe that's too geeky or too whatever. Fine. To me, it's an oddity. It's something weird that I hold on to, and quite honestly, it keeps me coming back for more. Like, if I don't have that, if I don't have that moment of achievement to look forward to that's televised for us, right? If I don't have that, then there's not enough for me in sports, quite honestly, to just keep watching and watching and watching and watching and watching. Like, at this point in my life, I care about other things much more than I do sports, right? I'm not going to break down the Maryland Terrapins for, you know, ever. I don't care. Honestly, I don't. Like, fine that they won, great. Congratulations. I don't care. Like, they mean nothing to me. But I will take some rando athlete who means nothing to me, and they climb the mountain, and they celebrate, and the cameras catch them in that ultimate moment of joy. And I start tearing up. I start getting choked up. I start getting emotional. I love it. I can't get enough of it. I don't know how else to explain it other than that. So I'm looking for the thing that you love that is not commonly popular, conventional, the weird oddity in sports that you just, you know, you love that certain type of play, that certain type of situation. And again, I gave you a couple of examples in baseball, or the certain type of, you know, oddity, I guess, again, for lack of a better term, that you love that maybe not everybody talks about or hypes up or over talks about or cares about, right? The thing that's special to you on this Valentine's Day, the thing that you love that's kind of odd, that's kind of quirky, that's kind of nuanced, that's kind of weird, right? You don't have to have a good reason for loving it. You could, but you don't have to. You just love watching it. Again, it could be a suicide squeeze in baseball, something you don't see very often. You could get, you know, whatever the case might be. I have another question when we return that is probably going to agitate some people on Twitter. I hope you will understand I've got to create different radio every day. It's Valentine's Day. It's Friday. It's President's Day weekend. Like, back the bleep off if you don't like it. Go somewhere else. Go kick all the rocks. I'll explain it to you, but it has something to do with the three biggest stars in DC sports. And we'll tell you next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My guy Ben Conti at FatPoet10 really loved the spot that I did with JP and B-Mitch. Nobody loves the show that I do. They just love that gobbledygook where they make fun of me for 10 minutes. No, Rooster, that's okay. Screw you when you're on your own for 3 hours.
You got a few jabs in on them, too. You got a few good jabs in.
Oh, love it, love it, love it. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Coming up, a contract, I guess, update, if you will, on Myles Garrett. That's even more confusing than what we talked about yesterday. But and also a fun Valentine's Day-ish question that I hope you guys will have some fun with. If your panties aren't in a bunch today, I hope you guys will have some fun with it. It's Valentine's Day. It's the middle of February. Nobody cares about anything. Sorry. The NBA All-Star Weekend sucks. The NHL Nations Face-Off thing stinks. College basketball, I fell asleep watching last night. There's just not a lot going on, okay? But I asked you for the weird, odd thing that you like, that you love, that makes you happy, that makes you feel fulfilled when you see it in sports. And I gave you several examples, and I told you for me it's the individual camera shots of players celebrating the moment that they win a championship, right? You guys know what I'm talking about, right? And again, Fox, I think with baseball, does the best job of this. You know, where they'll have an individual ISO shot on every player on the field, and you watch them through their eyes, watching the final out, whatever, wherever and however it might be. And the moment they realize they've climbed that mountain and they're ultimately a champion, some for the first time, some multiple times. Chris, you were with us today, and you said you had one that you wanted to share before I get to the other question. Sure. At 301-230-0980.
Sure. The thing that I always find is a weird sports oddity, and a lot of people don't even know this one, which is one reason I just wanted to mention it, is you ever watch the Olympics when they do the marathon swim race? Like the longest one is in the open water. This is not in the swimming pool. This is out in the open water.
Like the triathlon?
No. They do one that's like whatever the longest race is. It's some very large number of meters. It's a marathon, but it's not 23 miles.
Okay.
It's, it's probably like 5 miles or something, which is still a ridiculous amount to swim. But the thing that I love the most about that is during that race in the Olympics, they have these fishing poles and they reach out and they feed the swimmers. And they have like sandwiches and drinks on it.
Really?
Absolutely ridiculous. And I love this idea that people are racing to win a race while eating like a ham sandwich in the water. It's so bizarre.
I don't think I've ever heard or seen this. Yeah, is it on YouTube somewhere?
I'm sure. The first time I saw it was when they were swimming in like the English Channel when it was in London or whatever that one year. And I just, you're flipping around through the sports in the middle of the day and whatever. And I was like, what are these guys doing with these fishing poles? And I was like, oh, they're feeding these guys. And it's like every country has like their own. It's almost like a pit crew. They all have like their own like pole with like a little flag on it.
So how do you like people stand, I presume, on piers or docks or
like
whatever
as the lap marker is kind of thing. It's like you swing by and they've all got these dudes like these like 15-foot poles with like a drink. Like
and instead of a metal hook with a piece of chicken on it to get the fish or whatever.
They look like real cheap sandwiches, like a PB&J your mom would make when you're in second grade kind of thing.
Well, because you're just like, food. I mean, I guess, I presume if you're eating at that point, you are just looking for fuel, carbohydrates, what have you.
Yeah, and it's just amazing. I don't know any other sport other than competitive eating while you eat.
That is about as odd as it gets.
I know. I love it.
And you love it. All right. That's exactly what I'm looking for. Now, your job is to find out on YouTube where I can see this so I can get a better visualization than we just got. All right. Here's the other question before we go to the trending alert, and then we'll get your calls on the other side of 301-230-0980. There are three athletes in the DMV area right now that are it. That basically can walk on water. Alex Ovechkin, Terry McLaurin, and Jaden Daniels. No disrespect to anybody else on the Wizards, the Nationals, Maryland, DC United, the Washington Spirit. I thought about involving a Washington Spirit player. Maybe Trinity Rodman, if you want to throw her into the mix. I honestly didn't think that would go over comparatively wise to Terry McLaurin, Jaden Daniels, or Alex Ovechkin. The three most popular, I think by far, I don't think it's debatable, athletes in the DMV right now, right? McLaurin, Jaden Daniels, Alex Ovechkin.
James Wood maybe a fourth, right?
Well, I would put Trinity Rodman ahead of James Wood at this point because I don't know if James Wood is loved. There's hope there, but I don't know if he's loved. I mean, 24,000 people showed up for his debut.
The season goes,
Well, yeah, right. It could be very different a year from now. But those three are, I think, unquestionable. I don't think anybody could really debate that. Here's the debate. Which one do you love the most?
It's got to be JD5.
Which one, if you had to marry, right? If you had to commit to, if you had to choose one of the three, right? That's the thing about life. You could love more than one person, but oftentimes, not all the time, I guess, you got to choose one person to live with, settle down, and love, right? And to be your person. Which one of those three is your dude? Which one of those three do you love the most? Like, you might love all three. You might appreciate all three. But which one do you just love the most? Which one of those three? Alex Ovechkin, Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin. On this Valentine's Day, 2025, come and have some fun with us. We're just messing around. Listen, I can't talk about the Maryland Terrapins like Kevin Sheehan can, okay? And boy, did he talk about them. I can't do that. I don't have that passion. I don't have the information that he does. I don't have the recollection that he does. I can't do it. They won a game on the road. Congratulations. The NBA All-Star Weekend is here. It sucks. The NHL Four Nations Tournament is here. It's okay. I fell asleep on it last night. Pitchers and catchers are reporting. It's all right. Big injury already for the Nationals. But there's not much else going on. It's Valentine's Day. Who do you love just a little bit more? Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin, or Alex Ovechkin? 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Indeed, it is NBA All-Star Weekend. The Young Stars game coming up tonight involving a couple of the Wizards. Of course, Alex Saar and Bilal Coulibaly out there, amongst others. In San Francisco, as the league convenes, the slam dunk three-point contest tomorrow night. The All-Star game under a new format Sunday night, again at the Chase Center in San Francisco. Meanwhile, pitchers and catchers indeed reporting to various spring training camps, and already a major blow for the Nationals. Travis Sakura, one of their best young prospects coming up, pitching prospects, and certainly was expected to at some point this year probably come up to the majors. Well, he is going to miss all of spring training, according to Mike Rizzo. May not pitch until May. We'll have to see, obviously, how his rehab goes from there. So already a significant injury. As Ronald Acuna of the Atlanta Braves. He's, of course, dealing and coming back from his second ACL surgery. He says his knee is at about 90 to 95% for the 2023 National League MVP. And that's what's trending. All right, what sports oddity do you love? The thing that not everybody thinks about, gets all fired up about, talks about at the water cooler, on the radio, what have you. What sports thing do you love? A little quirky, a play, a type of play, a moment, a celebration, an achievement, a moment of frustration that you just, I don't know, like, it makes you want to watch the highlight. It makes you want to stay tuned to a game. It makes you want to watch it over again, whatever it might be. So my guy Lenny the Legend, at Lenny Brooks, 444, I should say. He says, you get emotional when you see a no-hitter. And I've been fortunate to see the Max Scherzer no-hitter against the Pirates and the Jordan Zimmermann one against the Marlins. Yeah. That's a good one. I didn't think about that. You love a no-hitter. Even though no-hitters have become certainly more commonplace than they used to be, now you get, from time to time, and maybe more than time to time, I'd have to like do the list, a combined no-hitter, which is certainly not as special as an individual pitcher going out there and twirling nine shutdown innings. No run. Well, I mean, I guess you can give up runs and still give up no hits if you're control, if you're erratic, what have you. If you don't have sharp command, but somehow, some way.
I do believe Bobby Thigpen lost a no hitter for the White Sox once, also, right?
Wait, who did?
Bobby Thigpen, I believe, in the 90s.
I don't know. Andy Hawkins did. He was pitching for the Yankees against the White Sox.
Yeah.
He lost 4-0 and pitched a no hitter.
They scored four runs because I think the Bobby Thigpen one was just one. Walked a guy.
If you can check that out, if,
like a stolen base.
If you can check that out for me on both Thigpen and Andy Hawkins, because I think Hawkins, because I remember laughing as a, you know, sort of a kid or a teenager. I believe it, again it was 4-0 on a Sunday afternoon. No hitter in Chicago, and I believe Old Comiskey Park, and lost 4-0 because he walked a bunch of guys and hit a couple of guys.
Yeah, so Google's saying that 4-0 in 1990, July 1st, 1990.
For Andy Hawkins? So I was right? Right? July 1st, 1990 against the White Sox, right? For the Yankees?
Yeah, it was against, yep, for the Yankees.
How about that? How about me pulling that out of my hat? Wow. Now, see, that wouldn't be like, oh, hey, I lost a game 4-0 and I pitched a no-hitter. Like, that wouldn't be cool. But to Lenny's point, a.k.a. the legend, if you pitch a no-hitter, especially in your own home ballpark, right, that's really cool. Like, Max Scherzer pitched a no-hitter at Citi Field the second to last night of the season, like 6 years ago or whatever it was, for the Nationals. The Nationals were eliminated. The Mets weren't going anywhere. It was brutally cold. There was probably 8,000 people in the stands. It was cool, but it just wasn't like the same.
The one where he lost the perfect game, that was like the saddest no-hitter.
He had the no-hitter against the Pirates where he lost the perfect game.
And then he walked a guy in the ninth inning or something. It was still a no-hitter.
Yeah, I'd have to look that up.
It was still a no-hitter. He's on the Nats. It was still a no-hitter. But it was just like, I remember watching it, and it was like, it just left a bad taste. It was like the worst. You felt bad for him.
It didn't actually go down as a no-hitter, though.
It went as a no-hitter, but it did not go as a perfect game. He almost had a perfect game.
Because he had the one against the Pirates at Nationals Park, the one against the Mets. I don't remember a third. I could just not be remembering.
Maybe someone did get a hit at the end. I remember it was one of those things where he was in the ninth inning throwing a perfect, right, and you were like,
"No, right, look it up, look it up." That's what Google allows us to do. Is it allows us to be corrected or to correct the factual record? Anyway, I loved Metal Chris. You had a good one. I had never heard of it. I got to look it up and try and find it. I don't know what it's called, but anytime people can get food and refreshments on a fish hook in a Olympic swimming event, I'm down. That would be cool. If I knew that existed, which I did not until Chris brought it up, I would be all over that. You know what I also love to watch?
6-0 over the Pirates when he did it. He hit someone.
Oh, so he lost the perfect game. Okay, so that is the no-hitter.
He hit someone with a pitch is what it was. It wasn't even a walk. It was a, okay, like a regular.
I thought you were talking about another one in addition to that, because I forgot that he lost.
I was like, I just remember being like, it was so bummed. And normally you'd be so excited for a no-hitter.
I got you.
In this case, you're like, oh, man, he just threw a no-hitter.
I got you.
It's such a weird, I don't know.
I got you. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 is the number. And then we're asking, again, in honor of Valentine's Day, three studs, no wrong answer. Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin, and Alex Ovechkin. If you had to just choose one, if you have to rank one over the other, I know you don't want to do it, but that's the way life works sometimes, baby. You can't work at three different places at the same time. Well, I guess you could, but, you know, like I can't work, you know, at 980 and then WTOP and 97.1 Wash FM. I can't do that, right? You can't play for three different teams. You're not supposed to marry three different women or men or whatever, right? One, Alex Ovechkin, Jaden Daniels, or Terry McLaurin. All right, let's get out to you on the phones and work in that at 301-230-0980. Let's say hello to Bill in Arlington, first up in the leadoff spot. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Good. I think hockey has got the best overall traditions, and there's two or three that are good, but I'll give you a couple. One is the players not touching the trophy after the conference championships, believing it's bad luck.
Right.
You know,
right. But we're not talking about sports traditions. You're saying you love that? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Or
it's just an oddity. It's a unique to the sport that just makes it super cool.
All right.
The two other ones are both also hockey. I'll stick to that sport. They're both penalties that you never see called, and when you do see them called, it's fun. One is you get an extra 2 minutes if you start a fight while wearing a visor, which you don't see very often, but I saw at a game with Halperin back in the late 90s.
Okay.
And the other is the rule about checking somebody's curve on their stick, where if you don't get the penalty and it's not the curve isn't big enough, the penalty's on you for unsportsmanlike.
Yeah, I remember that. I gotcha. Certainly odd. There is no doubt about it. I don't know if anybody would necessarily love those things to kind of fit our theme, but certainly odd. There's no doubt about it. The other one is, quite honestly, that's kind of become one of my favorite things to watch and most frustrating things to watch. So I can't say I truly love it, but I am definitely polarized by it, is the whole instant replay challenge on and offsides in hockey, right? Did the puck cross fully before the skate went over the blue line? And is the challenging team, which is then challenging the call for video replay, are they going to win the challenge and get a goal taken off the board? Or are they going to lose the challenge? The goal is going to count and they're going to get penalized for it. To me, that is high drama at its best and most intriguing. I hate it and I love it all in the same shot. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. Let's get one more in here and then we will take a timeout. Mark is in Springfield on the Team 980. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Good afternoon, Chris.
What's up, Mark?
It was a pleasure to talk to the hardest working man in sports talk radio.
Yeah, I don't know about that anymore. I am slowing down, brother, but I appreciate you as always.
My favorite, I love the drop kick.
Ooh.
I mean, it's such a little goofy play.
Yes.
That you never really ever see it again.
Yes.
3 points, it's as good as a field goal.
All right.
I know they have it in the NFL. I think they still have it in the college games and the high school games.
Yes.
And I think the last time I saw it was years ago, somebody like Doug Flutie was rolling out for something, all of a sudden dropped it and drop kicked
yes.
the ball for 3 points.
I thought I saw it in a game recently, and I don't remember where. Maybe a college football game, kind of nondescript, you know, where it showed. I wasn't watching it live, but it showed up on SportsCenter or on the internet or something like that. I'd have to go back and do some research. But I believe there was a drop kick recently, like within, say, the last year or so, that I'll try and find if I can.
And can I also tell you one other of my favorite things?
Mm-hmm.
I loved the old Chris Russell Show theme.
Which
the
one?
Rooster song.
Oh, Alice in Chains.
Here comes the rooster.
Alice in Chains.
Yes,
we might
I
have
love
to.
That.
I mean, Metal Chris might be able to find that in the system. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I like that too. I don't know why we stopped playing.
I love that.
I'm a huge Alice in Chains fan, but I do love the Metallica Master of Puppets intro you got too. That thing's pretty cool. Not going to lie, it's one of their coolest riffs.
Yeah, we try and, you know, celebrate the masses and we try and, you know, give the people what they want. Mark, I will get that up for you. Chris will get that up for you, but it is duly noted, and you're absolutely correct.
I had been playing songs about love and romance coming back from these breaks or something like that.
You could squeeze in a little rooster. I mean, you know, everybody should love the rooster. Everybody should love the rooster. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you.
Valentine's Day.
Same to you, as always. Appreciate you, Mark in Springfield. He's great. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Again, Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin, Alex Ovechkin. I know it's not a fair question. I'm readily admitting it's not a fair question. Which one do you love more? It's Valentine's Day. Work with me, people. 301-230-0980 if you want to submit your choices on Twitter X. If they don't suck, we will read them on the air. If we see them, at WrestleMania 621. At WrestleMania 621 on the Team 980. And we're always live and free on the Odyssey app. It's the old request lunch hour. Mark in Springfield got his song. Alice in Chains, baby. The old rooster. Yeah, this is it's a great theme song to the legacy that I've tried to create for all of you people. You can thank me later on if you want, or you could just send me your WWE Friday Night SmackDown tickets or Vengeance Day tickets. I'll gladly take them because I haven't been able to pull enough strings to get them for free.
Don't look at me.
I didn't think you had like a stash of them hanging around.
I do have a friend that does some of the costumes for some of the wrestlers, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she comes up. She's a clothing designer, and she lives in Charlottesville. And she comes up sometimes and actually stays at my place when there's the big events here in D.C.
Like tonight?
She's not tonight, though. Yeah, I was like, she's not tonight, but she does a bunch of like. Who's the guy that came out like one of the WrestleManias with all the spikes on his thing a couple years ago? She did that one.
I'm trying to remember. There's been so many cool WrestleMania.
Had, like big long spikes. He looked like a pincushion.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who that was. Somebody
Jericho,
will come
maybe?
Up with
it. Might have been Jericho.
I don't know. Jericho hasn't been a. I guess it could have been Triple H in one of his last WrestleMania appearances, in costume.
She does, and I see her posts a lot about it on like Instagram. And
if
stuff.
If anybody knows which one we're talking about, which wrestler we're talking about, let us know at WrestleMania621. What are you on Twitter?
Me, I'm just Metal Chris.
@MetalChris. That's it.
That's it. Very simple. I got on Twitter early, so I don't have numbers. I don't have underscores.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
Yeah.
Attaboy. Are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? Of course you are, baby. It's the slam dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party of them all at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. This is a national contest. More details available at odyssey.com/slam dunk. Coming up next hour, I'm going to have a Myles Garrett contract update. It's confusing, but it's interesting. And it puts even more, I think, precedent for not wasting your time. That's one. Also, still to come, a big Nationals update. Who might be coming back into the fold at some point? We will see. Mike Rizzo addressed that yesterday. That's all coming up, plus your calls. 301-230-0980. I see a little. Who do you love more, Alex Ovechkin, Jaden Daniels, or Terry McLaurin? I put that up as a poll vote that you can vote on Twitter, but you can call us at 301-230-0980. And what sports quirk, oddity, what have you, do you simply love? Do you just get a big smile and can't wait to see. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. And we're always live and free on the Odyssey app.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.